Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. November 27, 2021. Finding balance in inequality. Question: we are all aware that there is inequality and that we are not equal to each other. Yet we constantly compare ourselves to others and measure what we are worth compared to others, which leads to great suffering. There isn't a person who is not frustrated by something or anyone who thinks that he is the best in everything, since eventually there is always something that makes us feel bad. Why do we do that? Answer: we want to be at least like everyone else, not more than them. Our nature pushes us to do that, and it seems that it is right. The only question is how to fulfill the call of nature that makes me want to be more. If I fulfill this correctly for the sake of others, I will probably have no conflicts with others and they will accept me and I will have something to be proud of without feeling any shame or being criticized, etc. This means that everything depends on a person's positive attitude to others. From Cab TV's New Life, 1323, November 7, 2021. The elites. Question: what will bring about a change in the control of the elites who manage us? Answer: it is impossible for something to change because anyone who reaches a top position is ready to continue managing things the way it was, and no one leads to any revolutions on his watch. In order to perform changes and lead to revolutions, we need the right conditions. And we don't see that there are such conditions because people are already used to the state they are living in. They have been working like slaves for many years, receiving crumbs from the rich, some trips abroad, traveling, theater, cinema, television, and all kinds of things that are meant to confuse them, and this is how it goes. The people at the top, rich people and managers, live differently and that's the way it will be. There cannot be equality all of a sudden. Question: what can change the basic conditions? Answer: understanding the essence of life, the goal of life, the value of life, understanding that life is not measured by money. In order to attain this, we need a new education. From Cab TV's Conversation with Journalists, November 7, 2021. Welcome to the machine. Comment: you said that we work a lot, we don't need so many professions and so many hours of work. And you are absolutely sure of this. Irina writes to you: I still don't understand, but what to live on? Prices are increasing in a race with the rise in gasoline prices. I really respect Michael Leitman, it's nice and instructive to listen to his lectures, but this is all utopia. It doesn't happen in the real world. A person from birth is programmed by society to study and work. Parasites, homeless people, inferior, everything is clear with this, and the rest are welcome to the machine. My response: why go to the machine? Why do we need so much work? To throw it away later? See what is being done in the process and at the end of the production chain. How much do we throw away? 60 to 70% of everything produced, including food and so on. What are we doing? We empty the globe, pump out everything from it. What's the point? If it were all rational, then I would agree with her. But today we are already discovering that we are spending half of our time, energy, and life in order to throw it away later. We pollute nature, the air and everything else. What's the point? It is better to sit and do nothing, it would be most useful. Question: so what should a person do if he has nothing to live on? Answer: I have no complaints and no advice for such a person. Question: so you are talking about completely different people who recycle and do not know why they accumulate? Answer: of course. Question: that is, here we are talking about the necessary. And how can a person determine, this is what I need and more is all superfluous? Answer: an ordinary person cannot do anything about it. He works, receives almost minimum wage, and cannot do anything about it. Question: do you ask this person to quit his job? Answer: no. I advise him to simply vote in the elections where he can influence, and before that, to convince others how a normal, balanced life should be arranged so that everyone works, everyone receives and can exist, no more and no less, as they say. Question: what does this mean, no more and no less? What do you mean by this? Answer: so that everyone has enough for what is necessary, enough, but not more than that. From CabTV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, October 4, 2021. A path of several thousand years. Question: the Creator created the desire to receive and gave us the freedom of choice so that we would understand our oppositeness to His property of bestowal and come to the realization that we must ask Him to change our nature. But why is everything so confusing? Why have hundreds of thousands of years of human development passed and no one knows about it? Answer: it is our egoism that confuses us. It is said that the Creator made everything straightforward and simple, and people took too many different paths out of this and eventually got entangled in them. And all this so that we eventually would get to know ourselves and what the Creator has done to us, and understand how we can really approach our likeness. Question: does this take hundreds of thousands of years? Answer: we are not talking about hundreds of thousands of years. After all, until a person has evolved from atoms, molecules, and all kinds of intermediate states, has grown from the animate level and reached a resemblance to today's man, not so much time has passed. In fact, several thousand years ago, people were just beasts and did not understand what they were for. And only 5,000 years ago, from the time of Adam, the first man who began to comprehend the Creator, they began to realize this. 5,000 years is not much. And before that, we developed like any living organisms that only took care of themselves. Therefore, 5,000 years is not a lot to understand yourself. From CabTV's Spiritual States, October 19, 2021.